On the phone with us, everybody's favorite comedian from the Hoosier State, representing quite well, we have Ryan Niemiller joining us. Ryan, thank you so much. I know you're a busy man, but we really appreciate you taking time to talk with us. Tonight, another round of competition in America's Got Talent. First off, Ryan, walk us through last week, exactly what happened. You know, the misconception out there was you were in the bottom three, which actually was not the case when it came to the Duncan voting, right?
That is correct, yeah. If I was in the bottom three, I would be back in Indiana right now. I would already be home. So with that Duncan save, it's the middle three, and it's definitely super stressful. For anyone who's not familiar with the show, you're kind of in this, like, secondary voting because you're either in fourth, fifth, or sixth in the voting, and then people will vote again for you to see if you make it through that way. It definitely was the most stressful 30 minutes of my life, but I was happy to be there because it meant I was still in the mix. You know, it meant that I was I still had a chance to tangibly do something to get to stay.
I can only imagine, man. I can only imagine what was going through your head. I know around here, if we could recap what happened, I was everybody we knew was going to social media and spreading the word for you and voting. I've now got the app on my phone, and you can vote up to 10 times. That's something we probably need to educate people on too, Ryan. You vote on the app. Each different device, you can vote up to 10 times on each different format, right?
That is correct. So per email address, you can vote 10 times on the AGT app, 10 times at nbc.com/AGTvote. And if you're an Xfinity user, you can vote an additional 10 times with the Xfinity remote. And that is per email address. So if you happen to have a personal and a work email address, well, that's potentially 60 votes. So,
there you go.
And I would appreciate them. I would like to become a millionaire, it turns out.
Well, we want you to, man. We really do, because nobody deserves it more than you. Hardest working man on the comedy scene. Now, walk us through a day out there. What people don't understand is it's not just appearing for that short time you're on the show. The production process with AGT keeps you pretty busy, doesn't it?
It does. You know, I can't go into too many specifics because we can't talk about what hasn't aired yet for the packages. But, you know, I've been out here for the last 3 weeks. You know, this isn't like a lot of people have been asking, like, oh, you want to get dinner? I'm home. I'm like, no, I've been in L.A., you know, since the end of August right now. So you definitely stay busy. There's a lot to it. It is nice, actually. I like how busy it is because it kind of keeps your brain occupied and not thinking about how just absurd and surreal this whole experience is.
Wow.
So I'm very tired, but in the best way possible, and I'm super excited for tonight.
Just living the dream, man, right?
Exactly. I mean, this is what I signed up for. This was the goal. When I started this whole process, my goal was to make the finals, and now I'm here. So I'm kind of playing with house money, so we might as well win that million, right?
There you go, absolutely. Well, you know, you talk about the packages, and those are the kind of the scene that tells the story before you hit the stage. And the package last week, I tell you, I laughed and laughed and laughed on that one. That was so well done and so hilarious. The bar scene in particular just cracked me up, man.
Oh, I'm glad that's gotten such a positive reaction, because I'll give you a little behind-the-scenes talk. On those tackles, I pulled the absolute crap out of my hamstrings and calf muscles. I am not the super athlete I once was. So I legitimately hurt myself to make sure that looked good. So then when you saw my semifinal performance, when I kind of came out and I said, oh, I think I just pulled a hammy, 100% true story. During my hype-up entrance, I was so excited, I re-pulled the muscle again. I was in so much pain during
wow.
that.
You know, and you sold it well, man. You really did. You must have died from about 3 foot away, it looked like.
Oh, yeah. It was, he was like, this needs to look good. Hit me. And I was like, all right, I'll hit you then. I just saw red. It was like a bull. He was just taunting me, so I ran at him.
There you go. Well, and you got to have a little time then to prepare your actual performance on the stage, too. And I know that is time when you try to come up with new, fresh material every time around. And I can't imagine. You know, your job in itself is not easy, to go on stage night in and night out and perform at comedy clubs here and there, but to do it on the biggest stage in the world, that puts even more pressure on that, putting that right performance together, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And another thing I think that people don't necessarily appreciate about the America's Got Talent format is I only get at most 3 minutes, and that's if I'm really stretching it and they let me do the full 3 minutes. You know, like normally I'm out on the road doing an hour at a time. You have some time to kind of set the groundwork. You can bring people along at your pace. You can read how they're doing, get them comfortable. For me, it was a situation of, well, like now I have to make people love me right away because you don't have enough time to mess around.
You got to get right to it, absolutely. Well, we are definitely all rooting for you here in the Hoosier State. We had a big watch party at Aces last Tuesday. All of the team is pulling for you because, as I told you before we went on the air, I don't forget promises, and you swore you're coming back to buy everybody drinks at Aces if you win that $1 million. I'm going to hold you to that.
My word is my bond, my friend. I absolutely still will do that.
Well, best of luck to you. Again, I can't stress enough, we're all pulling for you. And listeners, this morning, make sure you watch and vote. Now, what time can they actually start the voting, and how long does that usually run?
So the voting itself, you guys are Eastern time in Washington, correct?
That's right.
All right, so the voting starts as soon as the show starts going on the air on Tuesday night, so tonight, at 8 p.m., and the voting will close at 7 a.m. on Wednesday morning. So you are able to vote continuously through there. Because it's the finals, there is no save this time. So it's all the voting from that night. So tell your friends, family, if you need to cash in favors that people owe you. Like I said, there could be a drink involved in it for you.
Absolutely. So. And, you know, downloading the app, it doesn't take long at all. I did that in a probably about 5 minutes. It downloads real quick. That's really the easiest way to do it, real quick and simple, and you can do it that way. Use all the email addresses that you have. You get up to 10 votes per email address. The most important thing is to just vote, because Ryan, let's face it, this might be some of the stiffest competition this show has ever seen. There's some really good talent on the stage this year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no one made it to the finals by accident. You know, you don't fluke your way this far. Everyone is exceptional at what they do. And it's a thing, too, just getting to spend time with them and watch them. I'm a fan of them as well. So it's very interesting, like how the bonds on this work, because obviously you're in a competition, you want to win, but I like all these people.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm feeling really close to them, so you don't want them to, you want them to do their best as well, because you're a fan watching, too. So at this point, though, it's nice because I'm the only comedic act left. You know, everything is, everyone's great, but this is everyone's pretty serious. There's a lot of very serious tones from everyone else that's left for the most part. I'm kind of the levity in that, and I think that actually works to my advantage.
I agree. Yeah, it makes you stand out a little bit more, and I know to this date, no comedian has ever won, I believe. Is that right?
That is correct. There's been 3 comics who have gotten second place and a couple other finalists, but we have not been able to get over the hump to win it yet. So I'd like to be the first, mostly for the bragging rights, so I can rub it in all the other comics' faces that didn't quite get it done.
It's long overdue. It is long overdue. A comedian needs to take top honors. America's Got Talent. Watch the episode tonight. It airs at 8 p.m. on NBC. And as soon as that show hits the air, vote, vote, vote. Get all the votes in. Tell everybody you know to vote for comedian, Hoosier comedian Ryan Niemöller. Just a class act, a funny, funny guy, and certainly representing the Hoosier State quite well. Ryan, we wish you all the best. Good luck in the competition this evening. I know you're a busy guy. Thanks so much for taking time to talk with us today.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me. And again, for everyone listening, thank you so much for the support. It means the world to me. I couldn't have done it without you guys.
We'll see you on the TV tonight.
Sounds good. We'll see you soon.